Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There we go. Amen. Let's hear it for our pastor one more time. Let's hear it for our pastor one more time. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. 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 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, creature. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. New. Did y'all hear that? New. Welcome to New Day, where we praise the Lord. And I just thank God for him allowing us new people to stand before his, some of his, okay, seasoned. I'm not going to call you old, but seasoned people. Praise God. But we had a matinee this morning at 9 o'clock, and it was all some. When I say these people of God got up here and showed out, showed their foot, their hands, their eyes, their leg. They showed everything they had, and we were filled. Sister said we had a four-course meal, a five-course meal. We had the wings, we had the salad, we had the steak, lobster, we had some punch, some lemonade, and then we had some dessert. You know, that dessert is always for the young people, right? Because us old people, we kind of eat a little bit too much, and they kind of lean over a little bit. So then we have some dessert for the young people. So we just thank God. So this is how it goes. We have five speakers on the fifth Sunday, and they have only 5 minutes. Did y'all hear that? They only have what? Okay, let's practice this one time. We're going to put in applause, amen? So I'm going to raise it up. So when I get to the way up here, we should be going bananas, amen? All right, amen. So let's hear it for Pastor Tony Dunn. Praise God, amen. Coming to the stage. Praise God. We have a sister. I got a chance to hear her now. I can talk about what I know now, not what I think. But this morning she came and brought the word, and she had a little bit more than 5 minutes. But it was what she had in that 5 minutes was wonderful. And so we thank God for Pastor Vicki Scott. Let's hear it for her. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It is good to be up here again. I'm always welcome the opportunity to serve. Praise the Lord. Living in God's favor, it means to live. It is synonymous with living in God's grace. To live in God's favor, we live in his inheritance. We live in his purpose. We live in his obedience, and we live in his peace. Amen? Glory to God. It is important to understand that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. And because of that, because of the redemptive work on Calvary, what Christ accomplished on Calvary, we have the right to eternal life, which is heaven. Glory to God. We praise God for that. The book tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 in the King James Version, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in. Being united with God is our primary calling. God has called us to purpose. Purpose is not what we decide. It's what we discover. We discover purpose when we're walking in the favor of God, understanding what God has given to us and what he's offered to us, the gift of salvation, the free gift that God has given us. God wants us to be more concerned, or he is more concerned with who we're becoming rather than what it is that we're actually doing. He is concerned about our purpose in him. Our purpose is to glorify God. That is the only reason for our existence, to worship the Lord, to bless the Lord, to magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. When you're in God's favor, we're called to serve God and to serve others. Living in his favor means we are others focused. Galatians 6:2 tells us to bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. To serve others means to pour into the life of someone else, to meet the need of someone else. Because quite frankly, pouring into someone else's life, That is the rent that you pay for your stay here in this earth realm. So we have our purpose in God, to be obedient to God. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel 36, the Lord says, I will put my spirit in you, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes and my precepts. I will take out the stony heart, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, a heart that is responsive to me, a heart that is receptive to me. God loves us so much that he's equipped us, he's provided the way, he's gave us provision to obey him. He has given us a spiritual transplant, a spiritual heart transplant, the circumcision of the heart. Now, you know when a person in the natural has a heart transplant, for the rest of their lives, they must take anti-rejection medicine. Every day for the rest of their lives. When God transplants a heart, when he takes out the stony heart and gives us a heart of flesh, sometimes we're not as obedient as we can be. And the reason is because we don't take our medicine every day for the rest of our lives. The word of God is spirit and it is life. It is living and it is food for the soul. Obedience. Obedience tells us I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Glory to Jesus. And the last thing is peace. The peace that passeth all understanding. Now, to have peace while you're in favor with God does not mean you are absent of struggle or tribulation, because the Bible tells us in this life, we will have trouble. Noah was favored by God, but he did have trouble. David was favored by God, but he had trouble. Daniel was favored by God, but he had trouble. But we bless God because we have an understanding that no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, as long as Jesus is still on the throne, even when it's all bad, it's all good. Glory to God. In order to live in this favor, you must accept Christ Jesus. And you must become one of his. For we are all God's creation, but we are not all his children. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, verse 22, that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. The word become in the Greek means to draw. So how do I become, Sister Vicky? How do I become? Become is any opportunity where you hear the word of God being preached and taught. Any opportunity. So when you hear the word of God and your heart is being pricked, that is the Holy Ghost of God beckoning you because he loves you. He is relentless towards us. God loves us. You want to live in his favor? You want to live in his will? You want to live in purpose? Live in the favor of God. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today. It is the best and most awesome opportunity you will ever make in your life. Thank you.
Bless you, bless you. Amen. Amen. She said, God don't look at us what we look like right now. She said, he looks like look at us for what we look like later. We may look all tore up right now, but watch what happens later. Praise God. Our next speaker at this time, got a chance to hear him earlier in a time before that, and it seemed like every round goes higher and higher and higher. And this is a tag team right here. Vicky, to be continued. To be continued. Amen. At this time, we have Pastor Lawrence Scott. Let's hear it for him. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Yes. Amen.
At the 9 o'clock, I talk from Solomon. I want to say one more thing about Solomon before I move into the next part. Solomon was David's son. And because Solomon, when God came to Solomon and said, what can I do for you? Solomon said, give me wisdom on how to govern these people because I'm young. I don't know what to do with them. Right after that, he had to deal with a woman, two women that had one baby alive. And he had to govern over that. And God gave him wisdom and Solomon said, cut the baby in half and give each one. And the baby who was the real mother of the baby said, no, let her have it. And that's when God said to Solomon, give the baby to her, because see, the woman who was not the real mother didn't mind the baby being killed. So Solomon was in God's favor. So we talked about his God's favor. But I want to talk to you about another one of God's favorites. His name is John. John. Third John, it says this. It says, beloved, above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. How many in here take any kind of medication? Any kind of medication? And you probably never did this. I didn't do it until one day I looked. And this is what it says. Remember that your doctor has prescribed this medication because he or she has judged that the benefits to you is greater than the risk of side effect. God wants us to prosper, but there come some side effects with taking this prescription. With taking this prescription, we find ourselves in a battle with the devil. Satan is always coming again. And it ain't always Satan as we think. Sometimes it's the very person that lives in your house with you. Well, why are you doing this? Why are you going all the time? Why are you? Because it's the call on my life that has me wanting to make people be healthy. So he says, I would above all. And he's talking to a man by the name of Gaius. Gaius, it's not so much that he was sick. He said, I want you to prosper and be in good health even as your soul prosper. And the only way that your soul could ever prosper is that you got to get into God's word. You got to know the word for itself. I enjoyed last Tuesday under Dr. Prince Parker. It was such a breakthrough for me. I did not understand Ahab in that way. Now I look at Ahab in a totally different way. He ain't evil. He ain't evil. The only thing he did was he did not point Israel like he was supposed to, but that doesn't qualify him for evil because he even told the prophet that was with him, don't you lie to me. You tell me what God says. See, when we tell you what God says, you get upset. You don't want to shake our hand. You look at us funny. You talk about us in your little corner and everything else. But see, when you take this medicine, there is some side effects, and the side effects are that somebody's going to discourage you. But we deem that the medication is far better than the side effect. We deem that when you do the word of God, you may suffer a little bit, but we deem that the medication is far better than the side effect. We look, we know when you're going through and you're paying your offerings and your tithes, sometimes it get a little tight. But we deem that the medication is far better than the side effect. Wouldn't you rather suffer a little bit of setback than a whole life of setback without God? Amen. See, I love the Lord so much. I love him in such a way that nobody can stop me from loving Jesus. No matter what you say, no matter how you act. And I'm glad to be a part of New Day. I love being a part of New Day. It is a church that is growing and prospering. I tell Pastor Tony this all the time. It sounds like we're a mega church for the ministry that we're doing. When people talk about New Day, they say, you're in Africa, you're all over the world, you're everywhere. Because we deem that the medication is far better than the side effect. I don't care what you say, we're going to do what we do. We're going to do it how we're supposed to do it. Whether you want to do it with us or without or not, we're going to keep on doing what God says do. Because we deem that the medication is far better than the side effects that you could ever give us. We won't quit. We're not going to stop because guess what? We know that that's just a side effect. Side effects come. Yeah, that's just a side effect. What you said, that's just a side effect. And thank you for the side effect because I know that the medication is working because we deem that the medication is far better than a side effect.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that medicine. The medicine works better than the side effect. Amen. Thank God. Did he preach that word? 5 minutes and he preached the word. Give us something to hold on to. This next brother, not going to embarrass him this time. Should have been at the matinee. But this next brother that I have coming to you, I know for a fact that he truly loves the Lord. I'm holding it in, Tim. He truly loves the Lord. He loves God. He's a wonderful man. He believes in everything that he's supposed to. He works with the pastor. He's great. And some of you guys that are 50 and older remember, what was the guy, Isaac Hayes? Is he calling him Black Moses or something like that? Praise God. Coming to the pulpit. My man, my brother. Brother Tim Hunter. Come on, let's hear it for him. Amen. That's my friend, but I don't care if he don't ever introduce me again. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Living in God's favor, living in God's favor. I shared earlier with the 9 o'clock service, and I just want to revisit the testimony that I had to share. God gave it to me. About 10 years ago from today, I was in a car accident. Most of you know I officiate CIF high school football, and I was on my way to a game, and as I was driving down the street, there was a car. I was in an accident, and as I was driving down the street, I got hit head on. The car hit me head on, and I believe that I know the devil wasn't done with this situation, because not only did he hit me head on, he spun around, and then he caved in my door. But as he caved in my door, he mashed the gas. So he was pinning me against the curve in his car, and all I could hear was the engine running. So I am a true example of living in God's favor. Because one of the things I want to say is that living in God's favor, you must have a relationship with God. At that time, I had made up in my mind that I wasn't going to do nothing but serve God for the remainder of my life. I had blew it before that time. And I said, God, at this time, I'm going to spend my latter days serving you and giving you everything that I have. So I was going to serve him with my whole heart. So in living in God's favor, the second thing you must do is you must learn to trust God. If you trust God, lean not to your own. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend upon your own understanding. At that time, I didn't understand why I was being crushed, because God, I just made a commitment to you. So why is this happening to me? But I couldn't get it. I couldn't understand it. I didn't understand what was going on. But thank God he allowed me to get out of that car. I got out of the car, walked out of the car. The only thing was hurt on my body was my arm. I got broke my arm in 3 places. But I'll take 3 broken bones instead of being in the grave. So now that I'm trusting God, I've got a relationship with God, and I'm trusting God, I realize that God's favor on my life, what he did is he endorsed me, okay? He endorsed me. He improved because I made the commitment to serve him. So also the Bible tells us too that in Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. So if you want to access the favor of God on your life, you must do it with faith. So I'm sure most of you are saved. How many of you are saved out here? How many of you have a relationship with God? Well, you just positioned yourself to be in the favor with God, to be in favor with God, to receive his blessings. So here we go. And it also says in Hebrew 11:6, anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists, and he rewards those who sincerely seeks him. So because you have a relationship and because you're trusting in God and you're not leaning into your own understanding, God has a special reward for you. That reward is his favor upon your life. So here's the thing. Walking in favor, most people think it's about your car, getting a new car, getting a new house, or having money in the bank. But the favor of God's life is your commitment to serving him. It's your commitment to worshiping him. It's your commitment to giving God everything that you have. So here's the thing. Once you get to that place of serving God and having a relationship with God, he then rewards you because of your situations you may face. So say your kids decide they don't want to talk to you anymore. You may have lost a job, or you may be in a job where you don't like. Pastor Todd, I heard you say you don't like a position. But even in that position, God can find favor on you and promote you over the person that is over you. So I've seen that happen as well. So I just want to say, in my last few minutes, everything that you do in life, make sure that the favor of God is on your life. Make sure you're serving God with your whole heart. Make sure you trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. And make sure you access your faith and be rewarded by God as he takes you on further in life. Amen? Amen. Continue living in God's favor. Access that favor of God, because God will protect you at all times. Even when you don't think he's there, God is always there. In the midst of your mess, God is still there because of that favor and that grace. Amen. Our next speaker coming up this time is a brother that I've grown to love. Multi-talented. I mean, when I say he's a jack of all trades and they say master of none, no, he's mastered the jacks in the trades that he's come upon. He's an entrepreneur. He has his own business. Honor God. Honor God. All of us should always honor God. At this time, we want Minister Tim Johnson to come at this time with a useful praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey!
That boy's silly. All right, praise the Lord. We've been talking about favor. Lean over and touch your neighbor. No, I'm kidding. Don't touch your neighbor. Just focus in on this word. All right. Don't touch nobody. Just listen. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 through 6. 2 Kings chapter 4. There was a woman in the Bible who had suffered. She has without her husband. She's in a place of poverty. She's in a place of hurt. And with being without. Have you ever been in a place of hurt and without? Anybody? Okay, check this out. So Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. He's giving her some instructions. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. So she did as she was told. She did as she was told. Her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after another. Soon every container was full to the brim. Bring me another jar, she said to one of her sons. There aren't any more, he told her. And then the olive oil stopped flowing. I read this passage, and there was a couple of different things, four different points that jumped out to me as I read what was going on with this lady. And the way it came to me was that we need to, or it's time for us to, or we can hop into favor. We want to be able to hop into favor. The way to do that is by, first of all, she was humble. She was humble enough to receive the direction from the man of God, but she also had to be humble enough to go out and to ask these individuals, can I have a jar? Can I hold on to this particular vase? I don't really understand yet, but this man told me to go all the way out. He told me to go door to door and ask for these jars. She had to humble herself. She could have been in a place of pride. She could have had a place of ego where I can't do this. No, what would people think of me? But she had to be humble in order for her to get into the favor. The next thing that she had to do, of course, she had to be obedient. She had to be obedient to the man of God. The man of God said, go. And she went, and she did it. He gave her specific instructions on going out and get the particular jars, and then, of course, how to work the jars. He told her to pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. Now, perhaps she thought to herself at a particular point, now, if I'm pouring out the little bit of oil that I have, how am I going to be able to eat? How am I going to be able to feed my family? How am I going to be able to take care of my needs? But she had to be obedient. Our faith is proven by our obedience. So she did as she was told. Her sons kept bringing the jars to her, and she filled one after another. The other thing that she had to be able to do was that she had to be able to prepare. We're asking God, bless me with this. God, enlarge my territory. God set me in this great place of prominence and greatness and abundance. But are we prepared to be able to receive everything that God has planned for us to receive? Do I have enough education to be able to operate the business? Do I know how to connect with people? Do I know how to communicate? Do I know how to study? Do I know how to plan? How do I prepare to do the things that you have called me to do, God? But this woman was prepared. And last thing that stuck out to me, preparing is the key to obtaining and maintaining favor. And the last point is people. This woman understood that in order for her to hop into favor, she needed people. First of all, there was a man of God, like we've already discussed, that was speaking into her life. He gave her specific instructions. That was a person. She needed her sons to also come into alignment with the vision and the direction that the man of God had spoken to her. She realized that she couldn't do it by herself. She needed the community. She needed the jars to help her. I need you to teach me. I need my pastor to be able to give me words of wisdom. I need a businessman to show me how to do the QuickBooks, how to file my taxes. I need someone else to help me go from where I am right now to where I want to be. I want to be able to hop into favor, so I must be humble, I must be obedient, I must prepare, and I need people, and I also need that partnership. That's the other half of people, people and partnership. Let's walk in what God has for us, and let's hop into favor in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Wonderful word for today. Hop. Hop. Humble, obedience, prepared, and people. Amen. I get nervous sometimes. I'm going to be real quick, Pastor. Have you guys been to church with your grandparents, your grandmother, and your mother, and you're acting up in church, and she would give you that look, and she'll pinch you? I have to keep looking at you guys, because when I look at the pastor, he'd be... And it scares me, so I kind of lose what I'm trying to say. Y'all don't see it, but I'm up here talking. Yeah, ain't he good? God is good. God is wonderful, and he's all right. I get nervous. I'm bigger than him, but I'm scared of him. It just reminds me of that look, mama. Praise God. Okay, let's move forward. One day, y'all gonna be here. Y'all gonna see it. Amen. The 14 season. Praise God. 12, 14. Man, you're doing good, Pastor. Amen. Our next speaker represents the 20s, the youthful praise, the humble and submission. She's a wonderful woman of God. She is a warrior, a prayer warrior, a praise warrior, a praying woman, and a wonderful woman of God. This is what I see. She shows this, and she shows this to the people when she walk into this church. I don't know what she do at home, but when she get here, she shows exactly who she's supposed to represent. And I see the representation that you have the God in you. And I love it. That's in you. Praise God. So our next speaker at this time is none other than Ambrosia Hutchinson. Come on, let's give it up for her. Amen. Praise God, sister. Preach the word.
Praise the Lord. I pray at home. Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, of course, I want to give honor to Pastor Tony and Sister Jackie. Thank you for this opportunity. Living in God's favor. Acts 7, 8 through 10, New Living Translation. I'll read in your hearing. God also gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision at that time. So when Abraham became the father of Isaac, he circumcised him on the eighth day. And the practice was continued when Isaac became the father of Jacob, and when Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs of the Israelite nation. These patriarchs were jealous of their brother Joseph. Say jealous. And they sold him to be a slave in Egypt. But God was with him and gave him favor before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God also gave Joseph unusual wisdom so that Pharaoh appointed him governor over all of Egypt and put him in charge of the palace. Finding favor can mean many things, gaining approval, being, supernaturally blessed, receiving benefits. But to live in God's favor is to live a life of obedience. And to be obedient is to come under submission of another's authority. And so Revelation 3:8 says, I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. In church, we oftentimes hear or see people that are favored in, they may have a big house, or they may drive a Bentley, or they may have the newest Louboutins or the Gucci bag. But favor is not a Bentley, nor a Gucci bag, nor the latest Louboutins. But the favor of God is when you are oftentimes in the pit. I don't know if you know about Joseph, if you learned about him in Vacation Bible School or Sunday School. I don't know, wherever you learned about him. But Joseph, he had brothers, and his brothers rejected him. And in that rejection, he was still the favor of God. He was sold into slavery, but he was the favor of God. He was put in a pit, but he was the favor of God. He was put in prison, but he was the favor of God. And God's favor on his life, it did not matter the circumstance, the obstacles, the struggles, he still favored Joseph and opened the doors for him to, when he walked into the place that God called him to be, because of his obedience, because of his yes to the Lord. Yes, God, I know they don't like me, but I'll still go. Yes, God, I don't like my boss, but I'll still go. Yes, I keep getting passed over the new position, even though on paper I'm qualified, but yes, I still go. Yes, I will obey you. Yes, I will serve you. Yes, I know it's not popular. It's not cool. You know, people are not out here saying you should serve God, but no, they're out here inviting you to the club. But he's like, no, if you go ahead and obey me, obey the calling on your life, I will open up a door that no man can close. See, had Mary not obeyed God when the angel came to her and said, you're going to give birth to the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, had she not obeyed him, she would not have received the favor of the Lord over her life, which is protection. Because in that time, if you were pregnant before marriage, your fiance, your father, whoever could have you stoned to death. But because she obeyed God, she was the favorite of God. See, if Jesus had not obeyed God and went to the cross, we would not have our Redeemer. And because of our Redeemer, his blood has covered our sins because he obeyed God. See, to be obedient is not always cool, and it's not always popular, and it's not going to get you Instagram fame. But I will tell you something. It will open up a door that no man can close. It'll provide for you better than anyone can provide for you. See, girls out here, they're getting sugar daddies on sugardaddy.com. But let me tell you about a daddy that will never leave you nor forsake you. And you don't have to go ahead and open your legs to have provision, because God is a good God and he will do all that he has for you. He will open up doors and make ways for you if you obey him. So be obedient is to come under submission, to come under authority, to come under authority. And it's to give God your yes. Yes, God, I will serve you. Yes, God, I'll go get that extra degree. Yes, God, I will stay at this job and start a prayer group. Yes, God, I will still continue to be with you, even though it's not fun, even though they persecute me, even though they come against me, even though they have lots of negative things to say, even though I feel rejected, alone, and abused. Yes, God, I will serve you. See, Joseph gave God his yes, and because he gave God his yes in his obedience, God opened a door that no man can close. His brothers ended up serving him. Those ones that rejected and ended up serving him. The ones that didn't believe in him ended up serving him, because his dreams are great and they hated. They ended up serving him. And God and Joseph was able to really accept and live in God's favor because he obeyed. Will you give God your yes? Will you give God your yes? Will you give God your yes? Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give him my yes. Well, one of the side effects is I might get rejected. People might get jealous. But I'm going to give him my yes. Ooh, can we give our 5 on 5 a hand, please? You know, people talk about the millennials. They worried about the next generation. Oh, no. Yes. God is so good. Amen. 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 Jackie, we are so blessed. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to pastor such amazing people, Father God. Thank you for the gifts that you place within them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, increase my capacity to lead and to love, dear Lord God, to guide and to instruct, Heavenly Father, and to help them become all that you created them to be, Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Lord God, for these 5 amazing people. In Jesus' name, let all who agree with that say, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Bow your heads, please. God is so good.